Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. And we finish this edition of The Exchange with a musical interlude, or maybe several of them, actually. Tomorrow is First Friday, the day of our First Friday art segment, and we mark the occasion with something like a First Friday Eve. We bring in musician, performer, writer, dancer? No, maybe. Josh Gross for
definitely
a segment
non-dancer.
Featuring bands coming to the region. The segment is called Rogue Sounds. And okay, so Sweaty Dance Party will not include you then, is it?
Well, right? No, I mean, yeah, I'll sit there and like watch from the side like a creep, but my moves are like, they're bad. Let's just say they're bad. Let's go with that.
Now I'm intrigued. I really want to go to a Sweaty Dance Party at Josh.
Here's the thing. I have found myself doing that like Elaine dance from Seinfeld, like, unironically.
Really? So it just sort of happens that
like,
way?
Well, I did it once, ironically, and then it just was like muscle memory, and it never left the repertoire.
It is pretty funny. Once you do the Elaine dance from Seinfeld, it sort of gets in your bones, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Let us go straight to the music, starting with a band called Reptalians.
Hey, who are you? What's on your mind?
Music. You just never know what you're going to get when we push these buttons, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like I actually kind of sometimes pick things just to see the look on your face. I'm glad you like that. Reptalians, they're from Portland. They're just sort of like, you know, darlings of the lo-fi scene there. I really like it because it's got this kind of like, this is almost like Mutant, the Girl from Ipanema, you know? Like, it, like where it's like if you took that and you just ran it through a bunch of weird processors and like lo-fi keyboards and different stuff. And I think that's a great thing that's happening in pop right now is the idea of making like explicitly pop music, but making it sound not smooth in the same way, like making it sort of like strange and dissonant.
Didn't we call that power pop? Pop
no, because power pop is like pop rock, but like with a lot more pop and a lot more rock, you know, like it's, this is more like Mutant pop a little bit, you know, where it's like you take the pop and it's like, you see that the song is there. You see that same clean melody, that same sort of like nice, simple thing. It's the kind of thing you could take if you just took the chords and handed it to a lounge pianist, they'd be like, oh yeah, doing my thing. But when you listen to the record, you're like, this sounds very avant-garde.
Uh-huh. You know? Some dissonance on purpose, you're saying.
Yeah, like stylistic dissonance, but like in the service of pop chops, mm-hmm. you know? And I think Reptalians are doing a great job at that. You know, and this is definitely one of those shows where it's like you just like kind of look out there and you're like, oh, all the tastemakers, they're in on this one. You know, like they're just like, ooh, they're coming here? Cool, you know? So...
Is there a visual element to some of these bands, too, that's
yeah.
as important as what they're putting out sound-wise?
Oftentimes, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't come as a shock to anyone, but a lot of groups, especially the Reptalians, are often very influenced by, like, sci-fi films, you know, Blade Runner, sort of like a lot of the classic, you know, very, like, strong visual elements. Because it's creating a mood and a vibe as much as it is, you know, like, just performing a song. And, you know... there's a lot more colors in your palette than just sound, especially when you're doing that live or when you incorporate video, which is, you know, sort of a now part of the toolkit for pretty much any working band.
Really? A lot of video for working bands?
Yeah, I mean, videos are the new demos. Making an album doesn't really mean the same thing it used to. A lot of the sort of format is focused on short-form video pieces, mm-hmm. you know, just because that's the way audiences are consuming a lot of music now.
Sure. Yeah. And a lot of stuff on YouTube for sure.
Yeah. And it's also like, you know, when you're like booking a tour or something like that, you send like a really nice looking video and everyone's like, okay, they're legit. You know,
they really are a band.
They really are a band. Okay. Got it.
Reptalians appears at the Brick Room in Ashland on the 5th of March up next.
Yeah. Come see my terrible dance moves.
All right.
Jeffrey's going to be there. We're doing a duet.
I got to see this. Yeah. Next on this month's Rogue Sounds with Josh Gross, the Rebirth Brass Band.
Yeah.
Sousaphones and the baritone horn.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to bring you a horn band without sousaphones. Come on. hands down the funniest horn.
These guys are the real deal, though.
They are the real deal. Yeah, this is a real deal New Orleans brass band and taking out in the world. If you've never had the opportunity to see a real New Orleans brass band, like up close and personal, just run, do not walk to the show at the Applegate Lodge. I love horns. They just have this huge, you feel them, you know, like it's like a sound that like moves you, not just like you don't just hear it, but like you actually feel it kind of like booming forth from your chest cavity, and it makes you want to march, and it makes you want to jump around and shout, you know, and not care about your dance moves. I love horns, and these guys are masters of it. It's just so buoyant, so fun, so energetic, and such a great sound on top of that.
Is this a band that's been on the scene for a long time?
Oh yeah, they're not breaking news here. Like, these guys are great. It's just that I was like, oh, they're coming to town, or, you know, the woods, as the case may be. But either way, this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, the ears certainly went up in the newsroom because we have one former New Orleans resident in Jess Burns and one New Orleans lover in John Baxter, who mm-hmm. Helps curate the music for this segment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Well, then...
So, yeah, big on the Rebirth Brass Band coming to Applegate Lodge in the Applegate Valley on the 12th of March.
Mm-hmm,
next
mm-hmm.
up on Rogue Sounds, and this is a repeat performance, isn't it? We have had Intuitive Compass before.
We've played them before on the show, yeah,
okay,
on the
well,
segment.
But I recognize the name.
Here on the Josh Show. You
on
know.
The Josh Show, yes. The Josh Exchange. Here's the sound of Intuitive Compass.
This summer feels hotter than it's ever been before. And the people are complaining at the general store. The rivers are too low. The creeks, they've all gone dry. The day sky is black from the smoke that fills the sky.
Tell us a little bit about Intuitive Compass.
Intuitive Compass is one of my favorite local groups. You know, we play in them because the show they have coming up, they're releasing their new album, March 20th. I actually haven't gotten a chance to hear it yet. This is a track from the previous album because they live very deep in the woods and don't have very good internet access. So like, they weren't able to send me the whole album.
Really?
but they're great. If you've never had the chance to see them, it's, you know, a husband and wife duo. You know, she's playing accordion and she has a series of like front doorbells from a hotel that she would, like, stomps with her feet and, like, you know, like, kind of makes some percussion with, you know, stomping boots. And, you know, just some really, really great old-timey guitar. And, you know, there's a lot of groups, I think, that really... The old-time and sort of Americana is, like, having a moment. And a lot of groups, like, they sort of do the sound, but then they go to work at, like, a tech company during the day. You know, like, and they don't really get it. And that is not the case with these guys at all. They just really... It's very authentic. It's very genuine. And on top of that, it's just remarkably skillful. It's got a great sound. It gets inside you, and they are just like totes adorbs to see on stage.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
So they sound like they live in the woods, and they live in the woods.
Oh, they live,
which is
yeah.
the true mark of authenticity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying you heard none of the cuts off the new album?
I haven't had a chance to hear them yet. No, they emailed me about their new album release party, but did not send the album, and I didn't get a chance to get back to them because every email can take, you know, 10 days to arrive by Pony Express or whatever. I don't know.
We're allowed to call them albums again too, I see.
Well, the albums exist, they're just not getting bought in the same volume, that's all.
Okay. But I mean, we switched to CDs for so long that now we just have to refer to a collection of songs together as an album.
What's a CD? Is that like a museum or?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend the other day. So you realize we're getting into a generation now where they won't know what CDs are.
My God, how will they survive?
Just as we did without 78. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So the Intuitive Compass release show for the disc or album or LP. Or
yeah. It's, March 20th at the Applegate Lodge. And it's going to be a good one.
All right. Next up on Rogue Sounds or the Josh Exchange, we didn't come to call it the Mutineers.
We've had our bellies full. We've built our nest, our home. The mountain climbs behind us. Now we're down in the valley.
You were brave in the beginning. You were strong, you hadn't a care. We were dangerously living, and we had no plan.
But lack of planning cannot stop the march of time. And our love will keep burning unless we keep that fire alive.
Really digging this.
Yeah, I was wondering
that story for a long time. You're looking at me like, when is he going to talk again?
Well, sometimes it goes on. You're like, oh boy, I can't wait to get out of this one. And that one, you're like, oh yeah, all right. You get the head bob going. We now know Jeffrey's dance moves. They are also bad,
but they don't involve actual thumbs.
No actual thumbs. Just a very polite head nod going, and a little bit of a slow grin that goes like, yeah.
Well,
this is a bit of all right.
I was digging that kind of, you know, Western cowboy story voice I was hearing at the beginning, and then when she joined in, it was like, okay, well, they got a story together here. They're telling to each other and to us.
Yeah, no, it's true. I like that, and I like that that's sort of a thing. There is kind of a distinction between country and Western music. You know, Western music is a little more cinematic, I guess you would say, and sometimes that manifests itself in a way of being sort of very, like, corny. Or like comical, but it can also manifest itself in a sort of like, you know, aside from the spaghetti Western way, it can be kind of like a sort of like dark, intense, sort of spooky vibe. And I really like when that comes out of songs. And I think the Mutineers, who we just heard that track from, they're based out of Portland right now. That's something they're really bringing. And it's great. I think they're able to do a lot of that too because they're just a duo. And, you know, they used to have a fuller band, but it's stripped down to just a duo now. But when you have that duo, you kind of like get down to what really matters, and then you have, once you've like got that foundation, that just leaves you all this latitude to mess around with. And not everyone has that sort of like strong foundation of a working relationship to, you know, to experiment. They're just like, all right, here's the song, let's learn it, let's hit the road. And, you know, that's not the case with them. So they're able to like get some of these expansive palettes and some of these sort of more cinematic textures, which I really like a lot.
Here's the song, let's learn it. That's a really interesting concept. Because I read about this for years where the stuff that goes on in the studio, all the stop and go stuff and the multiple tracking and overlaying. And then when a band's going to go out on tour, they have to learn how to play their stuff.
Yeah.
On a stage, live,
yeah,
without the chance to stop and go back.
Sometimes, yeah, that's more of a modern thing since, you know, like it used to be that you learned the songs first and you recorded them to tape. But, you know, as the studio became more of an instrument of its own, that came, you know, you had to retroscript things a little bit. I mean, it's just something that you usually see more in sort of like large scale pop productions where, you know, like sometimes the sounds on the album are not just like, oh, and the piano plays here. It's more like you have to like go and figure out how to trigger samples cued in line with MIDI or this or that. You know, to get these sort of really bizarre sound textures. But sometimes it's just, you know, like you came up with a solo on the spot and you got to go back and go like, what did I do there? I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Because people expect the solo to sound the same in concert, don't they?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, they do. All right, the Mutineers are going to be at Johnny B's in Medford on the 22nd of March. That takes us to 5 of 5, which would be Go Fever.
Yeah.
What is your good with a heartless cat?
I did notice when I was looking at their website, they're the ones who are featured in the image for the blurb for Rogue Sounds for this month, that they mentioned keyboard and harms was the way they identify one of the players.
Yeah.
I assume they meant harmonies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you don't call them harms? That's what the kids are calling them these days. I assume. I don't know what kids are doing.
But this is interesting, and this is a group that we were talking about, the visual stuff, but they come with a strong visual presence. They have a lot of photos. This is a great photograph of the lead singer looking in the window, and there's a reflection of all her bandmates in the window looking back at her.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Instagram age. You know, you gotta
have
that
a
presence.
Visual representation.
Well, because you're creating a mystique. It's creating a culture, and I think, you know, that stuff's always sort of been there. It was just usually you had to tote around another photographer to make it happen. I mean, the Rolling Stones are primarily the Rolling Stones because of Brian Jones' iconography, you know, like, because he just was such a strong presence that everyone was like, ooh, I want to know what this band is up to. And so that's always kind of been there. And I just think people are taking more control of it right now. These guys, I think they've got a lot of kind of crossover in some of what, like, we were talking about earlier with Reptalians, where it's like that idea where you have these really sort of strong underpinnings of pop music, but, you know, maybe run through a few, like, distortion or reverb boxes to kind of gruff it up a little bit, you know, like take a little of the shine off and make it feel a little more authentic.
Yeah, because they get those really clean and pure harmonies, but then they got those nice growly guitar chords going on them too.
Yeah, and Ben, you also noticed that he's running some of the vocals through a bit of a crunch box just to kind of get a little more edge out of them. But, you know, that they were, the melodies, the harmonies are, you know, like solidly constructed enough, you know, that they don't fall apart if you take away that stylistic, you know, sort of production element. You could hand that to a concert pianist or to an acoustic, you know, guitarist or, you know, even an orchestral arrangement, and it would still stand on its own. And I think that's really a testament to what they're doing. But, you know, that, like, the photos, the everything, that's the sort of saying, like, yeah, we've got solid underpinnings of pop, but we want to make that something that appeals to a particular generation or a particular culture that, you know, it may not seem like it does on the surface because it's too too clean.
And Go Fever's from Austin, is that right?
Yeah, they are from Austin.
We're going to be at the Brick Room in Ashland on the 29th. We'll go backwards. Johnny B's is where you'll find the Mutineers on the 22nd. Intuitive Compass having their release show at the Applegate Lodge on the 20th. Rebirth Brass Band also at the Applegate Lodge on the 12th. And the Reptalians at the Brick Room in Ashland on the 5th of March. Josh Gross, always a pleasure to have you in the studio for Rogue Sounds.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jeffrey.